It's time for our weekly chat with National Party MP Christopher Luxon.
This morning I caught up with National MP Christopher Luxon for our weekly chat. We discussed the latest lockdown measures in Auckland, how the government is dealing with COVID, and what he would like to see them do next. I started by asking him his thoughts on the new rules.
The bottom line is I think that announcement on Monday was incredibly confusing. It sort of reminded me a little bit of Harry Truman, who said, if you can't convince them, confuse them. Because I think if you were in Auckland or sitting there listening to that, it was horribly confusing. And I've spent most of the week now trying to deal with businesses, people, situations, organisations, community organisations, about what they can and can't do. And so there's a lot of, that essentially is happening because the Prime Minister and the government are caught because they didn't get our vaccinations up in the first half of the year. They're now caught in a place where COVID is with us and are in that transition from a suppression, from an elimination to a suppression strategy. Can't move to full suppression because we haven't got the vaccinations high enough, but clearly the elimination model is not working. So we're caught in a strategic hole, and as a result you can see that because now the tactics coming out are actually not consistent with strategy. So from our point of view, it's really clear. We made it really clear with our opening up plan. We think there's 10 things they should be doing right here, right now, supercharging that vaccine rollout. You saw it again yesterday, right? I mean, for over a year now, for 15 months, they received from their own experts, Roche and Simpson, they received a report to say do saliva testing, do rapid antigen testing. That would help businesses, it would help a whole bunch of scenarios. The business community who I've been talking with have been pushing that incredibly hard. So big companies have signed up to take tens of thousands of their employees through rapid testing. And the government's own expert yesterday stood up at the Beehive Theatreette saying, the government's been abysmally poor at actually not following through on that. And now they're just starting to look at it again. Well, we're sort of overlooking at stuff, thinking about stuff, talking about doing stuff. We actually need to actually get some things done. And having done a lot of big projects in my past life, you really do need to say, right, okay, at 4 o'clock tomorrow, guys, I want to meet. I want to know exactly what's the plan for rolling out saliva testing across the country, what's involved. These aren't difficult tasks. 190 countries have managed that around the world. And we're just proving to be incredibly slow. And the rest of the country, world's opened up, as you can see. People are meeting in person at COP. People are meeting in person
Is the government not doing that with antigen testing?
Hasn't done a thing. So it's not actually happening out there in the real country of New Zealand. It's not actually happening every day. It's been talked about. There's possible trials. There's possible considerations. There's possible pilots.
Right.
It's all conversation. And there's a very big difference between talk and action. There's a very big difference between activity and achievement. There's a big difference between getting things done, and that's what's not happening. And so, we need those defences on those 10 things really strengthened today. That's something we can take responsibility for right here, right now. That's well within the circle of control and executional influence of that government. Then you need to think about at the 70-75% mark, we've now got enough confidence that we don't need nationwide lockdowns with those defences in place. And then at the 85% mark, we can think about opening up our borders and doing some other things with those defences in place.
So National's big plan, which was sort of announced a week or two ago, how does that differ to Labor's? I understand you're unhappy
we don't have
with
a plan
what
Labor's
done so far.
We don't have a plan. What we've got is everyone's in alert level 3. Now Auckland's in some hybrid 3.1, 3.2, 3.3, where you can have a picnic and you can be in a bubble with 10, but not 10 different people. But yes, you can, but no, you can't. It's incredibly confusing. That is just a stall until we get higher levels of vaccination. It is not fundamentally moving us. It's a fake piece of programming, essentially. It was dreamt up on the hoof. I would say to you it was done for political reasons as much because there was angst in Auckland and frustration in Auckland. But there's more frustration in Auckland this week. I mean, people are just horribly confused by all of that. And net, we're still in level 3. Nothing's fundamentally changed. And so, now we've got the COVID heading potentially into Northland, as you would have seen this morning in Whangarei, and certainly south as we go forward south. And so that's why, the vaccination stuff mattered. If you go back to April last year, watch the Prime Minister's interview with Jack Tame, where she says, the reason we didn't order was because we really want developing countries to have the vaccine. Really? That's not a good enough answer, That was an answer for people didn't get the
Why do you think that's not a good enough answer?
Well, it's not a good enough
Michael,
answer.
Michael Baker and other experts have spoken about the fact that in New Zealand, particularly up until a couple of months ago, we had very few deaths, whereas other countries, even the US or something, were facing thousands and thousands. So is that not legitimate?
So look, I can tell you right now, over this lockdown period, I've dealt with multiple business owners, small business owners with 5 employees, 15 employees, who have suicided, you know, who have actually done it really tough, have actually had to mortgage their homes, had to do a whole bunch of things, people quietly closing their hospitality businesses right here, right now, today. So there is huge sacrifice going on across this country, and that is happening because fundamentally we didn't get our act together at the end of last year, early this year, to get the vaccinations done. And we were saying that, people were saying that. Reports were coming back to the government last year, in August last year, about all of this, and nothing happened. And so people got relaxed, laid back, whatever it was, didn't do the work, didn't get it done. And that's why I'm saying to you, New Zealanders are over it. I mean, they're over it. We have to get things done in this country. We can talk about it, you can spin it, you can smile, you can wave, you can do whatever you want to do, but you actually have to get things done.
Around vaccinations, vaccine certificates are another thing the government's recently spoken about. I can imagine you're unhappy with how long it's taken to get there, but now that it looks like it will be happening, the government's...
How do you know it will be happening, though? How do you know it's going to be happening? Do you know what I mean? We've been talking about, we've sat at the podium, watched the Prime Minister, watched everybody talk about rapid testing since, you know, 12 months ago. So, you know, is it happening or is it talking about being happening? And there's a big difference between those two things. So, that's what we've really got to make sure that happens.
Well, I think because Jacinda Ardern, I think it was this week, she spoke about the use of, she said Cabinet had agreed to it, which is sort of, I assume if they've gone that far, that is a sign they're doing it. Assuming they are going to do it.
Nothing's happened. Nothing's changed.
But the plan is there to introduce them, is it not?
There's words that are there, yeah. So that's what we've really got to make sure they actually do.
Are you happy with those words? Does it look like...
Around what, sorry?
Around the vaccine certificates or the passports, are you sort of happy with how they're likely to look? Are you glad the government's doing it if they will do it?
Well, they need some they need some purpose-built digital app for vaccination authentication. I mean, it's not rocket science. There's great apps in Singapore and New South Wales that have been there for 12 months or 9 months. You could just steal those and use those. So it's great. The Prime Minister's announced, yes, Cabinet's going to look into that. Fantastic. When does that get done? When does it get done? Next week? This week? We've got IT companies that can put that together, no problem. As I said, 190 countries have already got it, so why don't we just steal theirs? That's great. I mean, it's really good. I mean, but it's a big difference between talking about it again, about, you know, we've been talking about vaccination authentication for 9 months again, so under pressure, yes, under our 10-point plan, we said that's one of the things we want to see done. So it's really encouraging the government's making the right noises and saying the right words. Big difference when getting it done.
That was National Party MP Christopher Luxon. You're listening to The Wire on 95 BFM.